Home Farm Bureau. Roundup Club. I guess that covers it.
And chairs that you've held in these organizations?
Well, I've been president of the Farm Bureau, Carbon County Farm Bureau organization, and vice president since it was organized in 1942. I'm member and director of Oklahoma Crop Improvement Association too. And vice president of it at the present time. And I'm on the director in the National Cowboy Hall of Fame too. Director in Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Vice president of the Carbon County Fair Board. I didn't mention it a while ago. Director in the Rotary Club.
Let's see, I have you as a former president of the Garvin County Cattlemen's Association.
Well, that, and then the president of the Garvin County Farm Bureau, too. I've served as president and vice president of the Garvin County Fair Board. Shame. He's, well, to do, well, they own all that land around the east of town there, and he's a bachelor, and he's...
Jimmy,
he stays drunk, gets on, stays 2 and 3 weeks at a time.
Is he ever married, or...?
No. Just hangs out with him.
Mm-hmm. Rather borrow one than own one.
Yeah.
And let's see, occupation?
Farming, livestock.
Speaking ability in other languages?
Very little.
And
I had 2 years of Spanish, but I've forgotten it.
Gee, I used to like Spanish in high school. I thought that was more fun. And your father's name?
L.T.
Where was he born?
In Tennessee.
You know where?
I don't know the name of the place, if you don't.
Do you know when?
He would have been 85 years old this last February. He was killed in an accident here on his crossing in 1931.
Just out here in front? That's a vicious crossing.
What happened?
We had been baling hay right over there where I drove to a while ago and finished up, and we had hay down here, and it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He came over to check and see if this hay was dry enough to bale with. So we'd bring the tractor and baler on to the house over there, and he'd check and see if it's dry enough, we'd come on over here and bale some.